WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful souls. It's your girl, Laura Bennett, back with another dose of real talk on the feminine reset. Today, we're diving deep into something that can feel both terrifying and exhilarating, embracing our emotions and stepping into vulnerability. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Vulnerability, isn't that like opening yourself up to being hurt? And yeah, there's a chance of that, but trust me, the rewards are so much bigger. Imagine living life with an open heart, genuinely connecting with others, and truly experiencing the full spectrum of human emotions, both the good and the not so good. That's what we're talking about today. Let's get real for a second. A world that often glorifies strength as being stoic and emotionless, it can feel like vulnerability is our weakness. We're taught to push down our feelings, put on a brave face, and never show any cracks in our armor. But let me tell you something. True strength comes from embracing our emotions, allowing ourselves to feel them fully, and expressing them authentically. Ready to ditch that fake it till you make it mentality? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on your journey to emotional freedom. 1. Feelings are facts. First things first, remember that your emotions are valid. They are real, they are a part of you, and they deserve to be acknowledged. Don't try to deny or suppress them, that just makes them fester and bubble up in unhealthy ways. It's like trying to ignore a flat tire. It's not going away on its own, right? 2. Get curious. Instead of fearing your emotions, get curious about them. Ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? Why am I feeling this way? What triggered this emotion? This kind of self-reflection can be incredibly powerful in helping you understand yourself better and develop emotional intelligence. It's like detective work, but for your own heart and mind. 3. Find your emotional vocabulary. We often resort to vague terms like good or bad, but emotions are so much more nuanced than that. Take some time to expand your emotional vocabulary. Learn words like content, grateful, frustrated, anxious. The more precise you can be with your feelings, the better you can understand and communicate them. Think of it as upgrading your emotional toolbox. 4. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially when things get tough. We all have moments of weakness, times where we feel overwhelmed or vulnerable. Instead of beating ourselves up, let's practice self-compassion, treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding that we would offer a dear friend going through a hard time. You deserve it. 5. Connect authentically. Vulnerability is about allowing yourself to be seen and known by others, imperfections and all. When you embrace vulnerability, you create space for deeper, more meaningful connections. It's like taking off your mask and letting your true self shine. That's where the magic happens. Ever felt like you were walking on eggshells around someone, afraid to let them see your true feelings? You know that feeling when you're trying so hard to appear strong and put together that you end up feeling isolated and alone? I used to be there. I remember this time when I was struggling with a big decision at work. Instead of talking to my team or seeking advice, I tried to handle it all on my own, putting on a brave face for everyone. But behind closed doors, I was drowning in anxiety and fear. It felt like I was carrying this heavy weight all by myself, and it was exhausting. Eventually, I realized that bottling up my emotions wasn't helping. I needed to be vulnerable to share my fears and doubts with someone I trusted. When I finally opened up to a friend, I felt an immediate sense of relief. She listened without judgment, offered support, and helped me see things from a different perspective. That conversation was a turning point for me. It taught me the power of vulnerability and the importance of letting people in. So remember, beautiful souls, embracing your emotions and stepping into vulnerability isn't about being weak, it's about being brave enough to be truly seen and known. It's a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and never stop learning and growing. You are capable of amazing things. Now, go out there and let your light shine bright. Remember, I'm here for you every day with a fresh dose of inspiration. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. Leave a review if you feel inspired, and join the conversation on social media. I can't wait to connect with you.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.